Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Okay, now the HSE has said it's likely that flu activity peaked before Christmas, but figures remain high with 2,000 cases recorded in the last week and around 700 people in hospital with flu or respiratory illness. Now the HSE also says there's considerable pressure across the health system and it's expected flu transmission is going to continue in the weeks ahead. Well, our reporter Una Kelly has been at an emergency department to see how they're coping. Una, thanks for coming in. You were in Crumlin Children's Hospital in Dublin and where the flu tends to be more severe amongst children.
Yes, that's what we've been hearing from health professionals. The children tend to become sicker when they have this flu, which means that emergency departments in children's hospitals are experiencing a busy time right now. And I was only able to visit Crumlin today around about 11 in the morning when they were having a slight lull, so the staff had some time to speak then. But they were saying around this time now when we're on air, they'll be absolutely flat out. And that's because GP referrals have been coming through all day, or parents maybe become more concerned about their child's illness as the day progresses. Now, Professor Michael Barrett is the paediatric emergency medicine consultant at Crumlin, and we had a chat in the resus area of the ED there this morning, and he told me what things have been like there over the past few weeks.
At the moment, we're just recovering from last night's busyness, just getting patients out to the ward and dealing with what's coming through the front door. So at the moment, we're doing rather quite well, but we can anticipate by about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight, this place will be absolutely bustling. Typically, we could have 50 to 60 children at the one time in the emergency department. And associated with that would be obviously at least one parent, 120 people. If there's two parents, it could be up to 180 people just in the confines of the emergency department. So incredibly busy.
Now, flu, RSV, that's normal every year. What was different about this year?
Yeah, it was really interesting this year. First and foremost, because of the initiative of the RSV vaccine through the maternity hospitals, and that has made a huge difference in the number of small babies needing to be admitted to hospital and to our intensive care units for RSV-related respiratory illness. The influenza that happens every year to varying degrees happened again this year, and it was on the rise up until the tail end of last year, and the number of cases is decreasing. I believe that there is over 700 patients admitted with influenza related illnesses right across the hospitals of Ireland at the moment, and so we're still dealing with that.
The peak we believe happened just before Christmas. Children will start going back to school now. What impact are you expecting that to have here?
Yeah, we're being a little bit conservative with respect to saying that it's the absolute peak, because when kids go back to school, they're mixing and there's always the potential for an uptick in the number of infectious related illnesses because they're meeting each other and there's been a prolonged period at home.
Obviously, nurses and doctors are working as hard as they can, but is it the case when there is high flu cases and some overcrowding that parents and children are having to wait longer to be seen, or maybe having to wait on trolleys or in cubicles longer than they would like to be?
Yeah, I described numbers earlier to you between 50 and 60 children at 8 o'clock at night. There is no way that they can all be seen in an absolutely timely fashion. So there is a natural backlog. What the hospital does in order to address that is we change staffing. So to meet the demand, we have consultant staffs that are up until late in the evening in order to have that decision making made. The hospital, if there are a number of patients waiting to be admitted from the emergency department, will in fact consider cancelling elective surgeries so that bed spaces are made available for those most acutely unwell. Of course, that's a fine balance because there's also patients waiting for their elective surgery. So that's a very senior decision making in order to free up beds.
Did that happen over this past period?
Yes, it does happen. And we've got a bed management team that works across Children's Health Ireland. It in fact works across all of the sites, and there are natural pressures that happen at the other end of the spectrum. And what I mean by that is the intensive care unit. This is an intensive care unit in Temple Street and Crumlin that covers the entirety of the country, and so therefore they have bed pressures covering the nation that we also need to consider when we're dealing with admissions.
And that was paediatric emergency medicine consultant Dr. Michael Barrett talking to you there, Una. So some elective surgeries had to be cancelled, but there haven't been as many hospital admissions as feared.
That's right, Colm. And the HSE says that's down to vaccine uptake this year and also the way that hospitals and GPs were dealing with the flu cases. Now, the HSE is still advising people in many cases to treat the illness at home or go to their GP or pharmacy if they have flu or RSV. But the nurse manager at Crumlin Children's Hospital Emergency Department, Amanda McDonald, said the parents should trust their instincts if their child is ill and that children should attend the ED if they have symptoms like difficulty breathing, if they've changed colour or have a rash that's not going away. And for babies under 3 months, she said they should come in if they have a temperature that's over 38 degrees. And Amanda told me that they'd expect around 50 to 60 children to attend their ED today. But on their busiest day in December, they had 182 children in and they only have 17 clinical spaces to see children. So things can become really hectic. And Amanda had this advice for parents if they do need to bring their child in.
We ask that one parent comes. They bring supplies with them. Unfortunately, due to the numbers that attend the department, there can be quite long wait times. So it's a good idea to bring supplies, as I've said, such as food and drink and perhaps entertainment for your children.
What would the wait time be like?
It could be anything, depending on how unwell the child is. We generally see unwell children first. So clinically unwell children will be seen as a priority. But children that are not so unwell will have to wait up to 4 hours if and perhaps longer in some instances. It is very hectic and it can be very noisy and it's very busy and it's frustrating for parents having to wait so long to be seen. And then there's this, you know, sometimes there can be a lack of understanding in relation to, well, why is somebody being seen before I am? But when children are checked in and they're seen by the triage nurse, they're given a category and they're prioritised in terms of how unwell they are. And the problem lies sometimes when we have more children that require admission than there are beds available. And therefore, we have to sometimes keep children in the emergency department overnight, or more often we try and transfer them out to another CHI facility.
And this winter, the past few weeks with the surge in flu cases, was that happening more regularly?
Not more regularly. It happens, you know, it can happen at any stage. Our admission rate over the winter period has been quite high, owing to the fact that we have had children coming in with flu-like symptoms who are unwell.
In your experience, has it been much different to previous winters?
Not particularly. It is always busy around this particular period. We expect it to be busy and we prepare for the busyness with our rostering.
I suppose when you're in an emergency department and parents, obviously with their children being sick, can become frustrated and emotional. Do your nurses sometimes bear the brunt of that frustration?
Yes, sometimes we do experience frustration from parents, and it is frustration. They're here coming to the emergency department with their child who's unwell, and they're really concerned and they want to be seen as quickly as possible. We do triage them, but sometimes it's just not always possible to get somebody seen sooner than they need to be. And we do try and advise parents off this fact, but it is frustrating coming into an environment that's very busy, your child's sick, you want to be seen, and you feel as if you're just not being listened to. So we do have senior nurses that we do a contingency triage. So we go into the waiting room and check and see and make sure that the patients that are waiting are still safe, and we keep an eye on them and make sure that they're well cared for.
Staffing levels at the moment for your nurses, what has that been like?
So our staffing level, generally we have a high attrition rate. It's a busy environment to work. We have lots of new staff that come in that need to be trained, and it is a busy environment. Sometimes we don't keep our staff as long as we'd like to. With some of our junior staff, they like to travel, but they do generally always come back.
And that was Amanda McDonald, nurse manager at Crumlin Children's Hospital, speaking to our reporter Una Kelly.